We're daf behind. We'll go very, very quick. Okay, daf nun on the base. Nun on the base. Turn our bottom. We're up to the gemara over here. Mamshichin the yain b'tzinoros. Lefnei hachos, lefnei hakala. Okay, over here we have a soon to be chosen. So this should be a schus for the soon to be chosen. Of shall zev. Vayita turn our bottom. Mamshichin yain b'tzinoros. You let the poor.
What?
He's giving
me a bracha.
Bracha.
Okay, bracha. So you're becoming.
So bracha. A bracha. Chosan. Mishem chosan. Mishem nichnas adam marbim besimcha.
Marbim. You said no in plural.
Vayta. Tanu rabbanan. All right. Nice. No more comments. Tanu rabbanan. Mamshich miyayim
b'tzinoros.
What was
no comments?
No comments. That's right. You got it. Okay, listen, we did get text there also. Excuse me, Maria. Everyone has an agenda here.
Were you up there?
Everyone has an agenda.
Tanu rabbanan. Dalit varim.
It makes a difference. Bracha is now we have a smartphone over here. Miles of time. Bracha is b'chayrus. What difference? They don't understand. Go get the b'chayrus.
No,
the
base. Tanurabanu.
No, base.
Yes, Tanurabanu.
Yeah, you sech the bracha, you sech the b'chayrus.
Mamshichin.
Okay, very good, very good.
Tanurabanu.
Mamshichin. Lefnei gemerch sech the ervin. What's so bad? Tanurabanu. Mamshichin b'yayin b'tznerus. You let it go when you pour one b'tznerus of pipes. They would take wine. They would pour wine. Some type of technique. Some type of way, lefnei chos, lefnei kala, as a way of simcha. They would pour wine in front of them. Vizarkin lefnei kaleis, they would throw before them kaleis, the makar for the ufruf, to throw kernels of wheat, via goizim nuts, bimay sachama, only in the summertime, avaloi bimay sachama. In the wintertime, you're not allowed to throw nuts and kernels because the mud in the street, it's going to go, when they would throw it in the street. So if this mud and the kaleis and the goizim are going to fall into the mud, it's going to be disgusting. It's bizui oichlin. Vaita, avaloi gilustikois. You're never allowed to throw a kaleis. Bread. You're not allowed to throw bread. Because bread, even in the summer, when it falls on the floor, it gets disgusting. It's a bizui oichlin. Next, a person puts food into his mouth before he makes a blessing. What do you do? Do you spit it out or do you make the blessing right away? So shift it to one side of your mouth. Umivarecha, make the birchas hanenin. Tanya idach, boil and swallow it. Tanya idach, a third rice. It says, pulled and spit it out. V'tanya idach, misalkan. Tanya idach, misalkan. Four different examples. Two, four different halachas. Well, no, the other time is the same thing as the first one.
Misalkan the tzadacha. This is misalkan maybe on top.
Misalkan entirely. The tzad echad, v'tan yidach, misalkan, period. Misalkan, period means what? What's mean misalkan? Doesn't really say what the difference between this misalkan and the other misalkan is. So there was, we have a stira. And for the Gemara. Over here, v'tan yidach, misalkan, v'varech. Umadubar, no, that's Gemara's answer. The Gemara's giving now, really giving an answer. The Gemara answers. Begloy kasha. No, v'tan yidach, misalkan. I don't know. Tanya Polton, no, no, Lakasha, Tanya Dach, Besalka, Lesarechad.
First it was Rabbi Yehuda said this, right?
Okay, there was a Brisa.
Then Gemara brings three Brisa.
Okay, fine. So, Nachmo the Gemara. I'm able to Shachvet, Besalka, Lesarechad, Mavarach. Period. Okay, done. Mittel Sarechad. Now, the Gemara says, Tanya Chodo, we have now, we're going to something fresh. In other words, to elaborate upon Talach. Tanya Dach, Tanya Chod, Boylon, Swalt. Tanidach Polton, Tanidach Mesalkon. How do you answer the stira? Like Kashachad, the Tanya Boilon, to swallow it, Bimashkin. There's no choice. You drew a liquid that you made, you put liquid into your mouth before you made a bracha, you have no choice, you have to swallow it. You lost out on the bracha unless you have more liquid to make further. Vaha, the Tanya Polton, to spit it out. Bimidulay Mimois. If it's not going to be disgusting for you to spit it out, then you can,
like
best thing is, right, you can spit it out. Vaha, the Tanya Mesalkon, Bimididid Mimois, it's food. So therefore, and it's not going to interfere with the bracha, so therefore, swoosh it to the side and make the bracha when it's in the side of your mouth. Three different types of items. Oh, it's not correct. It's not a good idea. If the Gemara is a kasha, if something which is not going to be disgusting, would it not be better? Why are we telling you to spit it out? If you're telling me, you have three different cases. One case, if it's not going to be disgusting, spit it out. Why? Once already it's in your mouth, let it stay in your mouth. Your mouth was koine it. Why spit it out and just swoosh it to the side and make the bracha just like if you put it into your food that is going to be disgusting. The Gemara says, the Targum of Yitzchak, Kas Kisoa, that's his name, Kamei Rav Yosi Bar-Avin, Mishmei Rav Yochanan, Mishum Shnemar, Yimolei, Pi Tilosecha. When you make a bracha, the ideal thing is that the entire Yimolei Pi, the entire mouth should participate in the bracha. If you have food in your mouth it's not yimolei pi. So if you have an opportunity to spit it out and make your mouth yimolei pi, the ganze mouth is free to make the bracha, that would be ideal rather than putting it to the side. The only time we do not follow this principle of yimolei pi is where it's memois. You have no choice. Next Gemara. A person ate or drank and he forgot to make a blessing. What is he to do? Mahu sheyachzor v'yivarech, should you make another blessing before you continue? You proceed to eat more food. So he said, of course you make another blessing. In other words, it's no worse than a person, Omar, if a person, very strange example, a person ate garlic, and his fragrance is a foul odor. Should a person eat garlic and eat more in order that his breath should have even greater intensity? In other words, if you made a mistake and you ate something that's bad breath,
don't eat
more garlic and make it even worse. Same principle is a person ate food and he did not make a bracha. That is equivalent of giving off a bad breath to Hashem spiritually. If you put into your mouth food and you did not make a bracha, when you chew, it's like a bad odor is coming out of your mouth. What bad odor? I don't smell anything. A bad spiritual odor. By not blessing Hashem before you chew your food, you're giving off a bad odor to Hashem. How dare you put food in your mouth without blessing Hashem? So now, just because you blew it once, does that mean you should go give off a more bad odor, intensify your bad odor by eating more food without making a bracha? Ridiculous. You made a mistake before you chewed your first set of food.
Isn't this more like a tinus?
What? A tinus. No, a tinus, the halacha is, if a person by mistake eats on a tinus, you're not allowed to eat anything more. You have to stop.
Isn't it the same thing?
What do you mean, same thing? There you stop. You stop in the middle. You're asking a kashli about the bracha. Let's say a person's a double whammy. We can go get some drinks now.
I didn't eat with a bracha, so let me just finish it off without a bracha.
No such thing.
What's the hechatim to
that? What do you mean? A regular week to right now, a person takes a cup of coffee and he drinks and he's got to make a bracha.
Takes the first swig and then
without a bracha. So now the question, the Gemara's Havamin is,
you make a
that
again?
Since you will already, it's too late to make the bracha, since already I was nene from the food that I'm about to eat without a bracha, it's in the me'uva she'eno yochol liskon. I can make the bracha. It doesn't matter. I already drank the first sip. That's the Gemara's Havamina.
You're right.
And the Gemara's Havamina is, the Birchas Hanenin is meant to be said before you have Hana. Once you began to have Hana, it's too late for you to make a bracha, even though you're going to be eating more of that same item. Because the Hana, the Iker Hana is the Haschola. Once you are maschil, you lost the opportunity to make that blessing. The Gemara says it's not true. It's a mashal. If a person eats something that gives him bad breath, does that mean that he should eat more of that same item that gives him bad breath? Of course not. By eating more, you're only intensifying your bad breath. So when a person eats without a bracha, it's like you're giving off a bad spiritual breath. Does that mean that once you have a bad spiritual breath, you should intensify the bad spiritual breath?
Maybe
of course not.
The bracha is only if you say it kaidem.
Exactly,
so
what I'm trying to say.
There's no more
too late. That's exactly what I said.
Okay.
There's a zman. The Iker Chazal will misakin when to make a bracha. Birchas Hanenin is said when you have pleasure. It's not a mitzvah. We have pleasure. The zman to make the bracha is before you begin to have the pleasure. If you blow it and you begin to have the pleasure before making the bracha, then it's too late. Even though you plan on having more of the same food, it doesn't matter. You lost the opportunity to make the bracha. The Gemara says, nice try. It's a very nice havamina. It's a very nice svara. But the Gemara rejects
maybe
this.
Maybe
you have to have an appreciation. The Chazal, the Misaki, the bracha. No.
It's a birchas hamazon.
No, there's a birchas hamazon.
No,
you're interfering with the birchas hamazon, the bracha acharon. Chazal, the Misaki, two blessings. A bracha rishon. No, and a bracha acharoina. What? No, there's no sevir. No, that's not true. You make a bracha if you're not sevir. Where are you going?
Don't worry about it.
Where are you going over here? You make a bracha, and this should embarrass people. I'm sorry. You make a bracha acharoina. If you already were nene, you're now in a matzav where you're holding by a bracha acharoina. When you'll make the bracha acharoina, that's what you do. It's not the zman to make the bracha rishoina. Chazal were very precise. They want you to make the bracha before your nene. If you begin to to be nene. I'm sorry, you blew it. You're gonna make a bracha now. The bracha you make now is the bracha achrona. Vaita. Amar Ravina Hilchel. Therefore, I feel Gomar. He wants to say the following chiddush. He wants to make the following suggestion. Take this to it. What are you looking at the WhatsApp over here? This is not appropriate.
Just gonna make sure that.
Amar Ravina Hilchel. Therefore. Afilu gamar sudasa yachsav ibaze. Even if you mesayim yisuda, let's say there's nothing more to eat, according to what you have just said, so you should be able to make the bracha even if there's nothing left for you. The coffee is complete. The Tanya, I'll bring you a raya. Come on, Shimon. Come on. The Tanya, learn. We will learn. You can't do it right from my face.
Okay. Making sure that the guy doesn't get a phone call. He's having a heart attack.
Okay. So the Tanya, Taval of Allah. We learn the brayso tovel of Allah, because indeed there are situations where you lechatchila make the bracha afterwards. What's the classic case? Mikvah. When a woman goes to mikvah, when does she make a bracha? When she comes out of the mikvah, a ger goes to mikvah, he makes the bracha after. What? It's not shak. Exactly. So with the moral, even
a woman also makes a bracha.
Yes. After, because she's not tar, she's tumea.
Oh, I see.
Tumea. And you should know there are people, we don't do this. There's a minig that you know that erev Yom Kippur, there's a minig we don't do this. It's brought down to make a bracha when you go to mikvah erev Yom Kippur. Yeah. After the mikvah, you go to mikvah for multiple reasons. One is teshuva, a baal teshuva. If a person was a mechal Shabbos, people don't know this.
What's the
bracha? A baal, like a woman,
like
same thing.
Regular kelim?
No, not kalim. The same bracha a woman makes, a man makes when he goes to mikvah. When a man does, we don't halacha ma'aseh, we do not do this. But there's a shita that holds it. Your erev Yom Kippur, you should make a bracha. A baal teshuva, a person was not shomer Torah mitzvahs, and he becomes must go to mikvah. Halacha must go to mikvah, and meikar hadin, you should make a bracha when he goes to mikvah. That's halacha.
Sometimes says someone that zamushomer. And it comes back to awesome
mubracha. And therefore, by extension, the primary reason why we go to mikvah erev Yom Kippur is not because of Tosefes Kedusha, because of a Shabbos Kodesh. It's because of Teshuvah. You go to mikvah for do when you do Teshuvah, you go to mikvah. And then there's in the going to mikvah Balkari, and there's going to mikvah Tosefes Kedusha. So that's erev Shabbos. It's not necessarily because of Teshuvah. It's not because of Balkari. It's because of Tosefes Kedusha. Other things also as well. So then when you go for Teshuvah, you make a bracha, Asher Kedushan, and mitzvah, Allah Tfila. We do not do the halacha lemaisa. But here the Gemara presents the halacha, the Tanya, Taval, person goes to mikvah, the Allah, or the time Chazal, where they would Nizral Taras HaKodesh, or Koyen, to go to the Beis HaMikdash. If a person is a Balkari, and he may not go into the Beis HaMikdash, he has to go to mikvah, to go to the Beis Nif, he make a bracha on Tfila. Taval, the Allah, Oimer, Bali. So what do we see? When you go to mikvah, you make the bracha afterwards.
What's the comparison?
Oh, that's Mar's answer. About maybe it's called nene, maybe going to mikvah is called a hanah. Maybe it's also a din of a hanah, because now you're able to do things. Therefore, maybe the halacha should be that when a person eats food and he forgets to make a bracha, he should be able to make the bracha after he eats, even though there's nothing left to eat. V'loihi, how could you compare A to B? Hasa mekar gav delo chazi. Hacha mekar gav chazi. It's a gavur d'chazan. You're supposed to make the bracha before you eat. The hoil v'itche. You messed up. It was pushed away. Then itche. It's been pushed away forever. A person eats food and he forgets to make a bracha. If he still has more food to eat, he can still make a bracha before he eats the next morsel. But if he has nothing left to eat, it's a mu'uvah she'ena yachol lisko. Next, what about asparagus? Asparagus. It's not asparagus. It's some type of dish. The Gemara is going to say different. They come different ingredients. I don't know. It's some type of thing for refuah. The Gemara will explain. It's good for the heart. The Gemara says there are different types. There's a type that a variety that comes from wine.
A variety
of asparagus that comes from beer dates, and a variety that comes from other things. Yafil
lelev.
It's a drink. It's a drink.
So maybe goose is really juice.
Asparagus. Asparagus. Juice by Julie. By Julie.
No, he doesn't say that. I'm
you drink
saying.
That stuff in Avenue U? They wrote up on Mashbacha magazine this week, a whole write on it.
The what?
Asparagus. Certain times, there's a woman, we have an entrepreneur. Juice by Julie. JUS. Tanabonan, asparagus. Yofel alev, it's good for the heart. V'toiv loinayim, it's good for the eyes. V'kol shchil loinayim, it's good for the stomach. It's a good laxative. V'aragel boy, someone who drinks a lot of this stuff, yofel l'chol guf, good for his entire body. V'amishtaker himenu, we get drunk. Okay, so this indicates that it's made from wine, and that means the person can become intoxicated. Koshel l'chol guf, don't drink too much. It's good to be rogil. There's a chilek between being rogil and getting drunk.
What is that?
What?
For what?
Asparagus?
No touch.
You kasha l'chol gufoy for the entire body. Meditani yafel alev mechlal the bechamer asking is good. We're talking about wine because this is an old stated principle in the Gemara that yayin is good for the heart. So the bechamer askinan. Meditani says kol v'kol shchil b'nei meyayim. Of your time with the brayso lamed lamed ayin tes. Yafe, that's a Rosh Tevis for different. Look over here in the Rashi on the side. It's a Rosh Tevis for Yatanya Lekamon Lamed Resh Mem Tes. Now they have the Rashi different Girsa.
Lamed
Ayin Tes Yafe Lamed Resh Mem. Lamed Resh Mem Tes Kasha. Now what is that?
Lev Ayin Chol.
So let's say asparagus is good for the heart, the lave. The first lamin is the lave. The second lamin, the second, the first, the lave. Two lamins. Only one lamin. The first lamin is the prefix. Right, yeah. Lamin is the heart. Ayin is the eyes. Tes is the tchol, is the spleen. Yofa. But the ramad kasha. The ramad means what? For the rosh. The first reish is the rosh, the mem is the me'ayim, and the last letter is the tachtonios, hemorrhoids. So it's a stira. It says that for the me'ayim, it's no good. If you have a dish that's good for the eyes and the heart, automatically it means it's not going to be good for the me'ayim. You can't have it all in this world.
You just said so the stira.
Oh, it's a Gemara's kash, the stira. Because we learned it's going to be good for all three. And here it says that this thing is going to be good for the eyes and for the heart, but it's not good for the it's not good for the me'ayim. That it's not good for the diamond is old wine, the old asparagus that's made from old wine. That's not good. But asparagus that's made from fresh yayin is good even for the meayim. Kitznan, koinim, a person makes a vow, a neder. Yayin, sha'ani toyim, I will not drink yayin. Shayayin, why? He explains his vow. The reason why I'm making this vow, shahayayin. Why? So Amalah, they said to him, what are you talking about? So hello, miyushin is yofehu. I made a mistake before. It's a little around. The asparagus that's good for the minayim is going to be the yoshan, the old. I made a mistake. The asparagus that's good for the b'nei me'ayim, that's old. The one that's no good is the new. So this guy, makes a vow. I'm not going to drink yayin because yayin is not good for the b'nei me'ayim. And they say to him, excuse me, sir, it is good. You don't know what you're talking about. The shasak, and he doesn't, and he's quiet.
So it works.
Also, oh, I did not realize. Therefore, he accepts it. So therefore, the halach is also b'chadash. But umotav b'miyushon. So what do we learn over here? Shmam. We have a very nice right over here. Shmam nechanami that a yoshon is going to be good for everything. Good for the heart. Good for the eyes. And good for the b'nei me'ayim. But the chodesh is not good. Tana banan shishu devarim nemu be asparagus. Ein shayis noisel ella kishuchai raw umole. And mole means a full
cup. Undiluted wine is
called. Mole means
full.
Okay, chaim is undiluted. Umole, a full cup. You have to have the whole shear. Umikabla biyamin. You have to receive it in your right hand. How does that help you? I have no idea.
Well.
Okay, vishoseyu bismol, drink with your left hand. Ve'ein masikhin achrav, you're not allowed to talk. After you finish drinking, you have to be quiet. Ve'ein masikhin boy, you're not allowed to, you have to drink one shot. No hefsek. Ve'ein machzirin oisoy el lemish nos neloy. You have to return the cup to the one who gave you. It's not like the daf yomi. These are the things that you do when you learn a daf. All the things that Joshua good daf. Ve'rok acharav. And you spit. After you finish, spit. Now, semchon over here means that you have to eat food with it. You have to support it. It needs moral support. Meaning you have to eat a dish together. Biminoi. Together with the asparagus. You have to eat something together with them. What's called biminoi? So that the Gemara is going to explain that if this asparagus is made from yayin, then you have to drink grapes. If the asparagus is made from dates, eat dates. So you have to eat a dish.
And only then it helps.
Yes, only then that's the sixth thing. In fact, the Rabbi pass bread, like kashocha, but the chamrocha, but the shichra. If it's made from bread, then drink wine. If the asparagus, but the chamrocha is wine. But the chamrocha. If the asparagus, what? Shichra is beer. Chamrocha is wine. When it says that you have to have bread.
Yeah.
If the asparagus is made from wine, then you have to, you should eat a bread dish to give it support, to help you digest it. But b'dishichra, but if it's made from beer, then you should have b'minoi. Now, beer comes from two different possibilities.
Barley.
Some beers come from barley, and some beers come from dvash, dates, date beer. Date beer.
Also.
What?
He has wheat also.
Wheat, they don't make wheat. Hops, only in the time of Gemara, they only made from barley. So therefore, when it says b'minoi, what type of asparagus are we dealing with, and eat the same dish. Next, Tanichal when one brayso lelev the ayin and the test is called the spleen yofe, but leramat that means the roish the meayim and tachtonios kosher. Oh, v'tani idich leramat yofe lelaat kosher pumfakert lekosher chabedchamach bedeshichra wine. One of them is, I don't even know, whatever it is. Wine is good for one, and the other one is good for beer. Tani chada rak achrav leike. Afterwards, rak achrav. Even though it's good for you right now, in the long run, it's
no rak. I mean spit.
Rock. I'm sorry. Rak achrav leike. If you spit, it's no good. Oh,
what's no good?
It's not good to spit. After you consume asparagus, do not spit.
Didn't he say you have to
do it? Oh,
what does like means that
it's damaging to the body. Like it says if you do not spit, like it. One made from beer. The name of Nizrakim Afilu Bifnei Melech. That means the person, if you don't spit, you like it. Mimin Nizrakin. You can spit even in front of a king, because if you don't spit, it's going to harm you. And what do we mean? We mean if you're drinking from wine, we said that do not spit, because then adam, if you're going to spit, it's damaging. But if you drink the asparagus from beer, then you must spit. And if you do not spit, it's a sakana. You're allowed to spit even in the presence of the king. Oh, but that's disrespectful. It's disrespectful. No, it's not disrespectful. That's part of the ceremony. That's part of the service. It's damaging. Meim of Nizrakin. It's liquid, can be spit out. You can spit out the leftovers when you finish drinking it. Afilu b'fnei melech, because if you do not spit out, it's sakonis nefashis. Vaita. Oh man, the king understands that. The king understands that, and therefore the king does not want you to die. He allows you to spit out after you finish taking this dish, especially if he invited you. If he invited you to dine and gave you to drink.
Jewish, not Jewish?
Non-Jew, you know, they make the rules, so we can't deal over here with Jewish. Let's assume over here b'fnei melech is a Jewish king. Let's assume Pasha Jewish king. A non-Jewish king, you don't kill what says in the Gemara. If you disrespect the non-Jewish king, he'll kill you.
Off with the head.
What? You got to play by their rules. But by the Jewish king, you have to play by halacha. The halacha are the rules of the Jewish king. Therefore, male halacha is it's permitted to spit. It's not considered disrespectful. It's self on the sinus of affairs, daf, daf nun aleph, and brachas. Even the melech Yisrael has to do what it says in daf nun aleph. There's a malach in Shemaim called Suriel. He's the sar, the master of what takes place upon him inside, up there. In the inner chambers, he's the master. He told me, Shmuel, he's the guy that hears Avram Fried. Avram Fried, he made him famous. Right? He taught him a song.
Tanya,
so
not this one.
Tanya, I did right here. Another one he went and he saw. So therefore, he had obviously a lot of access to the Malach Yasharis. And he taught and he told him this following halacha. He told him, when you wake up in the morning, put on your clothing yourself. The servant should not dress you. Number two, the tilbash. Do not take the garb from the servant and again get dressed. Take your garments yourself. Number two, do not have your hands washed from someone who did not wash their hands. If you have servants and you wash them, they wash their hands for you in the morning, make sure the one that washes your hand has already washed his own hands. Number three, asparagus only return the kois asparagus that we learned before, elamish nosn lcha, the one who gave it to you. Because it's going now. What is shetachbis? What does that mean? Two different gersois. Because there's a group of demons. There's a group of demons by the name of shetachbis. The Amelos, some say istag is Stal Gonis. It's like the Yankees and the Mets. There are different groups of Shadim out there in Shemayim that are waiting, lurking in ambush, waiting for the people.
These are the angels.
They're lurking there. Shel Malach Chavolim Mitzapim Loil Adam Yomel Emos Ayovay Adam Liodai. When will a person come into my hands? I can devour him.
Wow.
And they need him to do one of these three violations in order to have permission to chap him. Chapsim. Now, after yes, Akasil, Akotzavokis, and we have Suriel, and now the Malachamovis himself.
All these three things, if he doesn't, then he'll be trapped?
Yes, the Malachim, the Shadim have permission to attack.
What are these three things?
One of these three things. What?
What are these? These are Shmirs?
Chleis Tishak, in Yoni Kabbalah. It says not to do it, you don't do it.
So these things,
when you wake up in the morning and you have a butler and he wants to you take your pants yourself.
Absolutely.
And when you want to wash your hands, you wash. Don't let him wash for you unless he already washed himself. And when you drink this delicious delicacy called asparagus, make sure you return the kleis to the one that gave it to you. Okay? What's the lamdis? Ain lenu eistik b'nistaris, but we have to be chayish what Chazal say. Weiter. Next, shloshim sochli malchamovis al titul chalucha same zilbazach. Don't take your garment shachris miyat hashamish. Number two, v'tilbash and get dressed. Number three, v'altil yodchav b'mir shloy not the yodav. Number three, v'altil v'altamul lufnei anoshim b'shosh shachzos el minemais. When you come back from the cemetery from the dead, do not stand among the women when you return from the cemetery. Why b'mir shani mirakid ba lufneiem? Because the malchamovis says that's where I'm hiding. I hide among the women on the way back from the funeral. The charbi biyadi, my sword is in my hand. The yesh li reshus lechabel to cause damage. The ipaga, let's say you come back from the funeral and look at that, you happen to be right there in front of all the women. What are you going to do now? The ipaga my takante lincha miduchte.
If he meets them, just meets stun, the and
women.
They're coming back from a funeral.
From
not,
right, right. You're not trying, right.
Ipoga.
You happen to nibble women come back from the dead. So what should you do? Jump. My takante linshav miduchte. You should jump. Miduchte arba amas. Jump for amas. Iika nahara. If there's a river, cross the river. La avre. Viika darka achrin. Another road. Lazel ba. Go on the other road. Viika guda. Likui achoyra, a wall, jump over the wall. Liku means to jump achoyra. The Eloi nifna lahadrape
vleva. This guy has superpowers, so he's able to leap.
No,
and to
no,
jump over
you climb the wall. You climb the wall. You gotta go to yeshiva to learn all these things, how to climb walls, how to jump from place to place. They'll teach you all these things in yeshiva. Eloi lahadrape, if not, best thing is you turn your face and you say vleva. Vayoymer Hashem el asatan yigra Hashem lecha ad chalv minei until the women pass. The women are passed by, now there's no danger. The famous Gemara, 10 things of a Kershaw, number one is talking Hadacha. You have to rinse it on the inside. Now this means only when it's dirty, only when it was used before and you did not yet rinse it. Al pi Kabbalah, even if it's sparkling clean, there is an inyan to rinse the cup before you make kiddush. Meikar hadin, you only need to rinse it if it's dirty. If it's not dirty, you do not need to rinse it. Number three, number v'shtifa, on the outside. Inside and outside. Chai. Chai means that the yayin should be not diluted. Not diluted.
Two in hadacha, is that inside or outside?
Hadacha is inside. Hadacha is inside. On the outside. Number three is chai. The wine should be raw. Should be non-diluted. The mole, fill up to the very, very top. Itur means, the Gemara is going to explain, Itur means you shall surround this cup by many other cups. We don't do this today. We only do four things today. Just surround it, here's the Kershal Bracha, surround it with a lot of cups. Or some say it means surround with your Talmidim. Bring your Talmidim into the shul, in the place you make it. Itur, we'll see the most of the Itur. Number five, Ituf, wear a hat. Put on your hat.
That's what it means.
Take out your borsalino. No. You'll mostly either be put on a hat.
Just a lachol ma'isa.
No, we only do four of these things. We'll see. We'll see in a moment. No lo b'shtei yadav. This we do. Hold. You take your makabel two hands. You pick it up in two hands. The nice number you mean, and then you give it to your makabel with two hands, and you give it to the right hand. U'magbioi v'nakarka tefach. Lift it. Kais Yeshua says so. The nice number. Look at it. You're supposed to look at it. The yeshem some say av meshagul b'matanu l'anshe beis. So you give it to your wife when you after you make the bracha. You should be makbid that you should give the koyshal bracha to your wife to sip from. Next, anu. Even though we've listed these 10 things, we don't do halacha l'maisa. We don't do things. Anu ein lanu l'arba b'levad. Now what are they? Hadacha, rinse on the inside, shtif on the outside. Chai, it should be pure wine, not diluted. Umole, it should be full to the very, very top. Tana, hadacha b'befnim, u'shtif b'bechutz. Rabbi Yochanan, come over al kosh b'mole. If you make a bracha on a kosh b'mole, all the very, very top. Nois nimloi nachala, b'li mitzvah, without any limitation. Shenemar, umole, you'll be filled with birkas Hashem. Yom v'daroim yirasha, yom means to the west. Darum is to the south. Yirashi will possess. It means, why only those two directions? I do not know. Yirashi will possess the territory from all extremes. Why only those two sides? I don't know. Okay. Vaita, by the way, when I said the word chai, I want to clarify. When I said chai has to be not diluted. It does not mean you drink it not diluted. What it means, Rashi, is going to be maim la'achar shanasno b'kois chai. Avalavarchalav, that's going to be the next piece of the Gemara in a few moments. So that we had it before, I don't remember anymore. But it means that when you pour the wine into the cup, and then in ancient times, the wine was not drinkable. You had to add water. So you would think, I can go and I can dilute it in the kitchen. In the kitchen, I'll dilute it. Like what we do today. The wine is not diluted. It doesn't make a difference.
So that's only after you make the bracha.
No. So I think, you may be, I'll go and I'll dilute it in the kitchen, and then I'll bring in the bottle and I'll pour it into the cup. You pour the raw wine into your kosher bracha.
Yeah.
Whatever formula you have. And then you add the water into the kosher bracha.
Not as opposed to... Before, or right, do
it in the kitchen. You go and you prepare the formula in the kitchen and pour the wine. You have to do the dilution in the koishal bracha itself.
You've seen the maybe
today it's not again.
Pour a little water into the bottle.
Today,
but they pour it into the bottle.
No, I don't. Today that's it's not no gay because today, because
yeah,
today we do not. That's pegina. Another. Anyway, today it's not no gay because today we do not. Our wines do not need dilution. The wines are very weak today. It's weak. The wines today are very weak. Vaita. Yom Rosh Vaita. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Chanan, Omer Zoicha v'Nechel Shnei Lomais. Olam Azel Olam Aba. Two worlds, because it says in the pasuk. It says in the pasuk, "Umolei birkas Hashem yom v'derem." You also two worlds on the side of the Gemara is Gimel. It says, "Berif goesim shnemar yom v'derem yirasha." Yom, I guess, is this world. Daroim is the other world. Yirasha. He darshins yom v'derem. One world is this. The yom, I guess, is this world, and daroim is olam haba. Why is daroim olam haba? I don't know. Darim the south, I don't know why, but Yom Yerusha, person, it's two worlds, Yerusha. That's according to the second man, Yomar. Next, what is Itur? Vos meint Itur? This is the sugi of Itur. Rav Chuyudu, ma'atrei b'talmidim. It means students. You bring, when you make a koshal bracha, you should see too that you have talmidim sitting around the table. Rav Chista, ma'atrei b'natlei. Al nitilas yodoyim. What's the word nitilas yodoyim? Natle, this is the critical Gemara, a utensil. When we make the, what does it mean? Al nitilas yodoyim. To wash your hands. Why the word nitila? Natle is the Aramaic word for a utensil. A utensil. When you wash your hands, you have to wash with a utensil. So here it says they have a kosher bracha in the center. You should be ma'ater, crowned with little utensils. Have utensils surrounded. It's a yoifi that when the big cup in the center is surrounded by multiple cups. Vaita, Amar Abchanan over Chai, and Abchanan says also it has to be raw, like we said before, Amar Abshayshis, over Birchas Oretz. Meaning, when you finish the first bracha and you come to the bracha of Noidelucha, that's when Kishamagia Lebirchas Aretz Moisif Alei, you're supposed to add to the small cups. Okay, you understand these Kabbalistic things? I have no clue what all this is about. In other words, like he holds, you have here your Koyishal Bracha in the center, and let's say around your Koyishal Bracha you have five cups. And the five cups, let's say five cups, the five cups should be filled with chai, with wine that has not been diluted to the very top. Number two, when you reach the brach of no delucha, before you begin no delucha, take more wine and add it to the little cups. These are the Yoni Kabbalah, okay? That's what it says. What? Noidelacha. It says here, but birchas haaretz, noidelacha. You start benching, right? How? What does he say? You have over here 5 cups around your center cup. You bench, you lift it up. Before you begin, you have to have, let's say, make believe 5 cups. You fill up the 5 cups with chai, raw wine. Wine that has not been diluted. And then when you finish the first blessing, Baruch Atah Hashem, Hazonis HaKol, now you take the bottle and you add more wine to the little cups. Okay, that's what it says.
What does Rav Chanan say?
That's what he says. Om Rav Chanan, Uvichai. That's what I just said. That you fill up the small cups with undiluted wine.
Right from the very beginning.
And Amrav Sheshes, Ubirchas Ha'i'aretz. When you reach the second bracha, right. Add more liquid, more wine. Ituf, what does Ituf mean? Amrav, Papa, Ma'atif, Ma'av Yosef, put on your hat. This is the Makar, that you're supposed to wear a hat when you bench. When you bench.
Rashi doesn't say hat, he says some kind of.
Vitalisoi. Ma'atif Vitalisoi. So we don't wear a talis today, so we have to cover your head. It means to cover your head. This is the Makar, the Mishmu says that the Bentari is also covered. You also wear a hat when you bench. Vyasim, Na'atif Yasif. Rabbi Asi, Paris, Sudore, Alreshi, he put his handkerchief on his head, like his hat. Next, Noilib Shayadav, and he took with 2 hands. Amra Vachanina, Chinna, Bar Papa, Maikara, what's the Makar? Su'u Yideichem, Kodesh. Lift up your hands with holiness. Okay, we normally say that when they say that, but when you wash the tilas yodayim. But over here, he said that when it comes to the kishol bracha, the nois na liyamin gives the right hand.
Everybody says that either.
What? No one says. Only the says that. The nois na liyamin. What?
The grandmother.
Who said it?
My grandmother.
Grandmother? Lubabish Chabad, they say Kois
Yishu.
Not only Lubabish,
a lot of Hasidim say
it. Good, good. But by Netilas Yodayim. Netilas Yodayim. Before you make the bracha.
After you put the water on.
After you wash your hands. Before you dry your hands. You're supposed to make the bracha before you dry your hands. Not after, before you dry your hands. Some people, before they dry their hands, they first say, Su'u yideichem kodesh baruch hu es Hashem, baruch atah 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 Hashem, who are the Rishonim over here? Okay, the early Talmidei Chacham, they asked Shmuel, Shaul, they asked a question. Shmuel, can the left hand support the right hand? If my right hand is very weak, can my left hand help me during benching? You have to hold for the whole benching, and I'm weak. Can my left hand support my right hand? Since the early Talmidei Chacham, they asked a question, they did not get an answer. Anan, Navi, Lechumra, don't do it. Since they never got an answer to this question, they have no choice but to be machmir or murder gazach over here when it means
psak halacha. Can't hold it throughout benching.
So you can't. If you can, you can't. What can you do? But if you have the ability to do so, you have to be machmir. You do the best you can. Next, maybe in the karak tefach. Lived in the karak one tefach. Amar ba'acha ba'barachin ba'maykra. Kois yeshuais esa. Lift up. Your wife, he sent it to your wife. So your wife should be blessed. A koyis shel brach is a gval gazach to give to the everyone who ever wants to drink. I know people they very mad. They go to chasna. It's a big zach. They go, and they take away the koyis shel. They drink it to drink under a chasna. To drink from the koyis shel brach under a chasna. Murder gazach. There are 2 koyisos. There are 2 cases. Vaita. Ula, ikla, lebe, rav, nachmun, korech, rifta, they wrap bread, they ate. Borech, birchas, ha, mizoyna. Borech, mizoyna is. No, mizoyna means hamoitzi. The mizoyna means they ate bread. Then it came time to bench. So they benched. You bench al kosh al bracha. Yov le kasa the brachasa of Nachman. So Rav Nachman, he was the one that was mechubu with benching. Amar Rav Nachman, l'shadimar kasa the brachasa l'yalta. I want you also to send a whole kosh al bracha. I guess after benching, and after benching, send the cup to my wife. Yalta was his wife. Okay, send. I benched before we drink. I want you to send it to my wife to Yalta. Yalta, Amalei, Hachi Ayachlan, Ein Prividna Shel Isha Misparich Elam Prividna Shel Ish. Shenemar, the woman was only blessed because of the man. Therefore, it's enough. Dayenu, you got the kosher bracha. So Mamela, your wife doesn't need to actually drink it. Uvarech pre vitnecha. It says, but your belly, Pribidna loy nemar doesn't say her belly, it says your belly. Ella pribidnacha. So therefore you don't need to. So Yalta was very insulted. She was very insulted. She didn't get a bracha. Tanya the rest. Tanya Namyachem Nasa Imem Minayin Shem Shein Pri Bidna Shal Isha Misparich Ela Pri Bidna Shal Ish Shenem Abarich Pri Vidnacha Pri Vidna Loi Nemer Ela Pri Vidna Adachi Shama Yalta. Yalta was there. She was eavesdropping. She had electronic surveillance there. She was listening to what the men were saying, and she was very insulted. They said that she does not need to receive the kosher bracha. So she went to a fit, a wild fit. She went to the basement and she destroyed all the wine. She knocked all the barrels, wow. 99 barrels, a bottle of weed under 99 barrels, to be right, she destroyed all the wine gone. Yalta kama kama bezihara, merdik nusach, amda bekas. You hear Maisa? V'olso lebechamra, she went into the winery, the tavra, and she destroyed dal lemea doni dechamra, 400 barrels of wine. Amla Rav Nachman, neshad lemar kosa, so therefore Rav Nachman, so his wife had a fit. So Rav Nachman says that you want to calm her down before she destroys another 400 barrels of wine. Maybe you should change your psak halacha and send her a cup of wine, a kayshal bracha. You insulted her. She's so insulted. So why don't you try to minimize the damage and send her... What?
Or use the hammer that she broke the barrels with on her.
On her?
Yeah.
So go send her another cup of wine. So he sent her. He saw that he better cut his losses. Shalach la. And he sent to her Kolhane Navga Dibrichasa He. All of these Nagbasa. Now what does that mean exactly? Rashi says, Kol Yayin Shebchavis in the barrel, Kikoy Shal Bracha Hu, Shisimi Menu. He sent her a barrel to appease her. He didn't just send her, didn't just send her one cup. Kol Hai. All of this. Is Nagba de Birchasa is a Nagba means a cup. Rashi touches a cup of Birchasa. He said, take whatever you want. Take the whole cellar, whatever you can find down that you did not yet destroy and drink it. It should be considered a Kaishal Bracha. De Birchasa, Shol Chaleso, she sent back the following message to him. She sent back to him, Mimahadure Mile, from the words. Mimachzirei bayaros. What?
From itinerant peddlers.
From peddlers. Mile come nonsense. People who are amarats and peddlers in the street, they try to give you a good deal. They sell you the Brooklyn Bridge for $5. Come words of nonsense. And from umis martute, from shmatis. Shmatis. Come kilimoi, come kinim. Come right. Kinim. In other words, what you just you're adding insult to injury. You think I'm such an Amma Aretz that you're going to tell him that I can go take any barrel of your Koyishal Bracha. Wow. The Koyishal Bracha was already consumed by my husband. There's nothing left to drink, and
that's
you're trying
what she
to
back to her
yes,
husband.
You're trying no, not her husband, not
yeah,
to the Balabais.
The
Ula. She answered to Ula this. Ula was the Balabais. Ula visited.
Ula visited the house of Rav Nachman.
Rav Nachman. And Ula was mechabed, and Rav Nachman benched.
Yeah.
And Rav Nachman benched, and Rav Nachman said, "Karech Ula ikla lebe Rav Nachman."
Karech chadif
to Rav Nachman. Yav kasa lebe Rav Nachman.
It sounds like Ula ate the bread, led the zeman, and recited brachas and mazon, and afterwards.
Who's Yalta? Whose wife is Yalta? I said it was Rav Nachman's. Ula nizdan bechadif to Rav Nachman. Ula is kosher.
Rav Nachman's wife.
Rav Nachman. So Nosan Ula.
So she was the hostess.
Okay, so Ula went, but even though she was the hostess, Ula was in charge for whatever reason. I don't
Ula
know why.
Ula was probably the senior.
Even though Ula was the guest, Ula was calling the shots. Ula was calling the shots. He was making the decisions for whatever reason, whatever. And Ula said, "Don't send your wife to Kaishal Bracha. Shloika halacha. Shloika halacha." So Yalta, what are you telling me, Ulia?
So it was her own wine. It was
exactly
her own stuff. That
so,
she
but still, but right. I guess so. So I guess she's angry at her husband. Her husband was listening to Ula. So Ula said, "So just tell her to take a bottle of wine in the basement and drink it. It should be a bracha for her." So she said back to him, "Your words are like lice."
Ula's words.
Ula, that I should go take.
Really
I should go
feist,
take a bottle. It's
I'm
like
find
lice.
Like a lice
on Shmatis, or it's like a peddler that's trying to sell you the Brooklyn Bridge. And therefore, she basically insulted him very much and said, "Don't give me this nonsense. Don't give me this nonsense."
Okay.
The koi shel bracha is the bracha koi that you bench, and that's no longer. Right. It's been consumed. Therefore, it's too little, too late. Amarasi Ein masich na lekois shel bracha. Murdik halacha. That what?
What seminary did she go to?
I don't know. Ein masich na lekois shel bracha. Once you pick up the cup, you can't talk. You know this halacha? You ever this halacha? Once they give you the mechabed, you benching, they pick up the kois, you're not allowed to talk. It's already, that's the haschal of birchas hamazon. Picking up the kois, no idle chatter, no jokes. V'amravasi, ein mevarchin al kois shel peronis. You don't make a bracha al kois shel, but it's what? My kois shel peronis. Amrav Nachum, Yitzchak kois sheni. Don't make zugois. If this is the second kois, okay, the second kois zugois. It's not a good zach to have anything an even number. Even number.
Where's the number? He's benching on a kois.
It doesn't matter. It says that if you already drank one kois during the meal, this can be your second kois sakana.
Sakana.
It's the second, if it's the second. You have a third one, exactly. Oh. So make sure that by the time you get to benching, the kois that you drink is not the zugais.
Oh,
it's not zugais. Okay, today we're not nizer in this at all. No one today does this. We're not nizer in this. If you drink kiflayim, meaning in even numbers, kiflayim means even numbers, lo yivarech, don't break a bracha, mishum shenemar, he koin likras, prepare yourself before your God, Yisrael, v'hayloi miskan, this is not proper. It's not a bracha. It's a koyish shel bracha. You don't go and be mechabe the ribayin shel olam with a koyish shel bracha on a cup that is dominated by the demons. Vaita. Amr Rabbi Abba, whatever it is. I don't know the law on this. I don't know. Ain lanu esik bin estudis and vus meinta the koyish shel prinz of a zugais. Ah, but let's say that we have four cups. One of the first halachas in the halachas Pesach. We have four koyishes. The yitzeis, the yitzalti, the galti, the lekachti. It's an even number. Lel shimurim. Lel Shimurim, we don't have to worry about anything.
But
about.
It says Ein Sohn Kol Nes. That says if someone lives in a dangerous neighborhood, he shouldn't leave the door open.
This is a Kabbalah. That's we're dealing with sakana of people. But we're dealing with in the Yoni Kabbalah, Zugo is the Yoni Kabbalah. So the Yoni Kabbalah, then we say Lel Shimurim. The person eats and he walks. So here's the rule: Murdik Zach. You're allowed to eat, if you really need to, you can eat when you're walking. But the point here is that whatever you do, whatever you do for benching has to be one notch lower. So if you're on the move, if you're walking when you're eating, you have no choice. You have to eat, you have to walk and eat. Walk and chew gum. If you have to walk and eat, and now it comes time to bench, so at least stop walking. We're not going to require you to sit down, but at least stop walking. If you're standing put in one place when you're eating and now it comes time to bench, at least sit down. So you have to always go one notch more to bench than what you were doing when you were eating. You're eating and you're walking. Stop walking. When a person eats when he's standing, sit down. Let's say you're reclining. Get up and sit up. Halach is not like any of the above. Halach is that even if you're whatever you're doing, you always have to sit when you do birchas hamazon. What about al hamechia? Only if you eat mezonos. If you eat fruit, oh ya'ayin, you don't have to. Halach is also you have to return to the place where you ate. The laws of al hamechia are exactly identical to the laws of benching, only regarding mezonos. Not regarding a fruit and yayin. Zoinois, whatever you do for benching, you have to do. If you have to return to the location where you ate. You have to return. But if you ate, you don't have
to.
What? I told you, by mezoinois you do.
Yeah.
But yes, there are different types of alamichya. There's alamichya on mezoinois, and there's fruit. This fruit and yayin. Fruit and yayin you do not, but if you eat mezoinois, it has a little like birchas hamazon. Vaita, hadron alach shloisha she'achlu, hadron alach shloisha achlu, hadron alach shloisha achlu. Now, this is a very hard Mishnah. You have to hold, it's a very mixed daf, it's not an easy daf. Let's try to go very quickly. The following one, the marriage should be in Bisham al Basil. Besuda when it comes to a Suda. Bisham is Mavarach al Ayyim. Okay, first is Kiddush. Friday night. Well, what do you make, bro? You make Boyre Priyagon first? Yes. You make Boyre Priyagon. And then.
First, you make Kiddush al Hayyim.
And the end, you say, Boy, Rei Priya Gofen. What's the advantage of doing it that way? What's the advantage? Because then there's no hefsek. Then when you make Boy Priya Gofen, you drink it right away. You're not mafsek between the birch bracha, Boy Priya Gofen, and the yayin. There is no hefsek. That's a gewaltige mailah. Okay, but that's not what we do. Halacha. That's what Beis Shammai says you should do. But that's not what we do. We do it. He says Berach al Yoyim Yachav Berach al Yain. Beis Hillel Loimrim Berach al Yain. You first with the Agafim Yachach Berach al Yoyim. Beis Shammai says no. Yidaim. Next, you first you need to see Yidaim Yachach and Moizkin Sakois. You have wine. Ancient times. Today we don't not Nogea. Time you first pour the Yidaim. You wash your hands. You wash your hands. The achar kach moiz gineshchas. Then you go. You dilute. You add water. You add water into the kais. Beis silim. It says no. Moiz gineshchas. First, add water into the kais. The achar kach, and then nailing. Then you wash your hands. Now notice this. This is according to the svardim. The svardim. What are you washing your hands? You don't wash your hands until you get to the bread. What are you washing hands before you making kiddush?
Well, that's according to the Ramah.
Oh, so
the
Ramah so
says you wash your hands, then you make kiddush, then you make kamar.
Right. So this whole halacha over here appears to only follow the Ramah, follow the mechaber, the mechaber, because it's telling you, because it's telling.
The Ramah. You have to wash your hands before making kiddush.
I'm sorry. You're right. I'm sorry. So this appears to follow the Ramah. Over here, we're telling you when you should wash your hands. The only machlekes is do you wash your hands before you do the mziga, the dilution, or do you wash your hands after you do the dilution? But everyone who is, you should wash your hands before you make kiddush. Right?
Yeah, you so, think so? That's
yes,
shots.
That's what it says over here.
Maybe Moise means Moise and make Kiddush as well?
No. Pasha says that it's not like you can stay with that Nizer and Tyrus anyways. Doesn't matter. That's what I'm going to say. Let's go. You can wipe your hand on a map. We're not going to explain anything because when you say we're never going to finish, the Gemara is going to explain everything in detail. Okay, this is a very hard. Every halacha is mole. Chachma, but we have to wait for the Gemara. We're not going to explain this because it'll take forever. Mekanech the mapa. Wipe your hand on the mapa. Then put the mapa on the table. First, wipe your hand and put the mapa on the table, not on your lap. Handkerchief. Don't worry about it. Don't worry that it's going to touch. Don't be afraid that the mapa is going to touch something on the table, and that's going to be Beshamel l'shita, sorry, because Beshamel already said you have to wash your hands first. So since you already wash your hands first, there's not. They don't have to worry that the napkin is going to be tamei. Ubeis hiloyim remalakeses. Don't put the napkin on the table because the napkin is tamei. Because you made it on me. So therefore, keep it out of the way. Put it on keses on the chair. Keep the mapa away
the
from...
The Shammai doesn't have a problem with
it. Oh. No, because the Lishitas, the Gemara is going to explain because it's the Lishitas. Next halacha. Beis Shammai, Oimrim, Mechad, Nesabayis, V'yachar Kach, Nes, Nidl, Yadayim. When you do Netilas, you're done by the table. So first, make sure that Mayim Acharoinim. We're discussing now Mayim Acharoinim. Not discussing Mayim. We're trying to make it different. You're going to Mayim Acharoinim. Where's the water going to go? Like Shalosh Shuddis. On the floor. The water, you're going to put the water on the floor, but there are crumbs on the floor. You're going to make the crumbs disgusting. Bizu oichlin. So first sweep the floor and then wash my machroinim. Mechavim nesabayis, yachach nilvidayim. Beisilayim, mizos nilvidayim, first wash your hands. Yachach mechavim nesabayis. Beishamayayimrim. What is we have for Havdalah? Havdalah Beishamay says, Ner. First comes Ner, Mazlin, and then Yakne Bahas. Yakne Bahas. Mitzoy Shabbos, going into Yom Tif. So he learned it's Ner. First is the Ner, then is Mazayin. Then you're making, in the event where you're making Birchas the Mazayin as well. It's a very strange case. In the event where you had a Suda by day, went to Mitzoy Shabbos, which also was Yom Tif, Umazayin, Ubesamim. No, I'm sorry. Mitzoy Shabbos. Mitzoy Shabbos, Tamei Chazal, we don't do this today. We do not do this today, but Tamei Chazal, yeah, they save money. You can't go bench ala kais and then go do birchas hamazon and then go make Havdalah.
Right.
Two cups.
Right.
Now, anyway, today
we do not from
what?
From
that's only it, because we make. It's only because we bench when it's already peshkia. Yeah. When it's already peshkia. But let's say you were to have shalosh shudis before shkia. Lo yitzuya, you would have an early shalosh shudis. So do you bench ala kais? Of course you bench ala kais. If you have a shalosh shudis and you finish shalosh shudis before mincha, somehow l'chatchila you're supposed to have shalosh shudis before you daven mincha. So therefore, do you make a bracha on the kais? Of course you make a bracha on the kais. And then when it comes to Havdalah, another kais. It's expensive. Every cup of wine costs a lot of money. So why don't you be clever and go and make bench, finish your shalosh shudis at the end of the day, and then you can in one shot you can bench, and the same kais you can make Havdalah, like what we do today to a certain degree, because in shul we don't drink the cup. So Beshal, I mean, the order is Ner, then comes Mazon, Birchas Mazon, then comes Besamim, and then the Havdalah. Ubeis Hillel, I mean, Ner, Bar Mareish, then the Besamim, then is the Besamim, and then comes Mazon, And then is the Havdalah, a different order. We'll see in the Gemara. But Shamay Oimrim, Shabara, what's the when you make the bracha, Boire Noire Hoesh. No, not correct. It's Shabara Moor Hoesh. Ube Salimim, Boire Noire Hoesh. We'll see in the Gemara. Ein Vrachim, Lala Ner, Lala Basam, Ashal Akum, you now make a bracha on the Ner, or Basamim Shal Akum, because when a guy lit, it was not Shabbos. The guy lit it on Shabbos. And the Basam is Avodah Zarah. The besamim that they're using from a guy, where does it come from? Their besamim comes from non-good sources. Is that what Rashi over here says? What is Rashi about the besamim? I don't remember. Rashi, inel miyadayim, rechem al besamim shalakum. There's amazing time to cool, growers can explain, fine. The shalakum v'loy shal v'loy ner v'al v'loy shal v'loy shal v'loy shal v'loy shal v'loy shal v'loy shal
v'loy
shal v'loy shal v'loy shal. We don't pass like this. So we'll see. The Gemara doesn't explain. V'lo al aner v'lo al b'sam shal meisim of the dead. V'lo al aner v'lo al b'sam shal avod zara of avod zara of avod zara. V'im varchem al aner ad she oisul oru. You have to have pleasure from the ner. If you don't have any benefit from the ner, you cannot make a bracha bari mereish. Next, the Gemara looks at every single deal we explain. Mishach v'shach v'lo berach. A person ate and he forgot v'lo berach v'shamim yachs lokem v'yivarch. Okay, so you did not make birchas hamazon. Do you have to return to the location of the crime where you ate the food? Mi shachal v'shach leberach. Be'sham ayoyimim yachzel l'mukom v'yivarch be'sulimim yivarch mokom shnitzkar. You can make a brach wherever you are. Get mosam brach. What's this man? Akedesh shachis akel hamazon shemaymav halachol ma'isa 72 minutes. Ball unless some say when it comes to liquids, what's the shear? Is man equal? I've Pinchas Sharma is the only one that puts the number down. 30 minutes. A liquid, a drink. If you take a drink and you've got to make a bari nefashos, how the clock is ticking, how much time? Is zman equal for a liquid is less? Who know? No one wanted to go on record to say a zman, except for Pinchas Scheinberg. He laid down the law, it's within every single sefer, 30 minutes. The clock is ticking. You can make an alam michya for 72 minutes and a bari nefashos for 30 minutes. Bo luchan yayin achar mazon. Let's say yayin comes achar mazon. Im ein sham elo oisa hakoiz. Im ein sham elo oisa kois be sham aimin bevarach al yain yachach bevarach al hamozin. Okay, so what happened over here? We gotta get the story over here straight. You already ate the meal, and now you want to have dessert wine, but you did not yet bench. You got a problem. We only have one cup of wine. We want to bench al kois, but we also want dessert wine. What are we gonna do? So we shama imbum yayin achar mazon imin shama lekoyos lekoyos be shama imin mivarech al yayin the achar kach mivarech al mazon in a chenami. You can drink the wine and you're not gonna have you don't have to have a cup of yayin. You can drink dessert wine and you will not bench al lekoyos. Or be silo mizol says no mivarech al mazon the achar mivarech al yayin not allowed to. You have to be silo says the machmir to a certain degree. He says over here you have to first you only have one cup of wine. You now don't have it for dessert wine. You have to use it for birchas al mazon. You have no choice. The oin amin achar yisom avarich, the oin amin achar kusim avarich, at sheyishma kol habracha kula. If a Jew makes a bracha, Alexandria shel Mitzrayim, they had flags. So did you actually hear the bracha? No. But you knew what the bracha was. You can assume you know what the bracha is. Up to the middle of Shemana Esri, you know there, you can make amen. But akusi, make a bracha, you don't know what it's like. Tanabanon, Dvadim Shemim Bisham Basil, the Sudu Shamim Berkhala Yoim Yakak Berkhala Yain, Vishayim Gurmul Yain Shiva. Here's the site. Why do you make a bracha verse Alayoim Yakak Berkhala Yain? Shahayoim! It's the day. Why are we making Kiddush? Why are we making Kiddush? The Yoim, Shayoim Gurmul Yain Shiva. Ukvar Kiddush Shayoim, number two. Reason number two. The day already came. The day has already arrived. The day already, therefore, it has kedima. It already arrived. The day already is here. It's waiting. From the moment that it's sunset, the day is waiting. New. Make a bracha on me already. We are dying. Yain loy ba. And yain, you have no chit to make yain. Yain comes later on. Next, the base syllabus is no mevarch ala yain. Yachach mevarch ala yain. Yain goyim lekedusha shetiyomar. It's very nice. The only reason why you're making kiddush is because of the day. But if you don't have yayin, you don't make kiddush. Haha. If there's no yayin, there's no kiddush. So the yayin is what gives kedima. Dover acher, another alumnus. Birchas yayin tadira. Tadir v'she'enoi tadir, tadir kaidim. Birchas tadir v'birchas yayin tadir v'she'enoi tadir kaidim. Allah kadir v'bisilu. My dover acher. Why do you have to tadir v'she'enoi tadir v'chitim v'chasim tarti v'chachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachach the Yoim came first, and
Yoim is Gerim.
And the Yoim is Gerim. V'chitem chasam tarti v'achachad, hachinami, ugh, I have over here, I can match you, hachinami, tarti ninu, v'chas yayin tadir, 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 v'chas yayin tadir.
That's one, where's the other one?
Tadir, tadir is number one.
And what else?
And the other one is, you only make kiddush if you have yayin. The yayin is what is goyim to make kiddush. Just because you have yayin, you don't make kiddush. The yayin is goyim to make kiddush. That was the reason he gave, okay. Right? Now, the halacha of the Beis Hillel, Pshita, of course, halacha of the Beis Hillel. The Nafka Baskel, there's a Baskel that came from the Shemang of the Beis Hillel. Iba Yisema, couldn't the Baskel. This halacha was going before the Baskel came out. Iba Yisema, the Achar Baskel, but we're going like the
Shemang. I thought Imash Gichim the Baskel.
Oh, who says that? Not everyone agrees to that. No. Enochanami, who are Mashiach the Baskel, not all the time. Iba Yisema depends, in some hold. Iba Yisema, the Baskel. We're going like the Rebbe. We're going here like the Rebbe Yeshua ben Yishui. The Amar ain mashkichin bebaskol. Therefore, who says we're going to pass the light base? Beis Shammai, Kamash Malon. All right. So at least we did more than daf tonight. We started
daf?
Late.
Today's
daf nun base.
Where are we up?
We're up to nun base.
We're up to nun
base. Tomorrow will be nun gimel. Tomorrow will be two daf behind. We'll be a daf behind. Today is daf nun beis. We only learned one line.
So we need daf tomorrow.
Only
also.
One daf. 8:20. 8:20. Now,
minute later.
I have to. I need. To, I 10 o'clock. I have to make.
You can't give me something in writing.
No.
You daven Marav?
What? I said, what?